Well, Senator, heard a lot of different questions today. Really, this kind of gives you a better grassroots level as to what the folks at home are thinking and wanting to hear, right?
Very definitely. And about half of the issues that came up come up at other town meetings as well. But there seems to be a great emphasis upon medical care, the farm bill, too many regulations, particularly EPA, the budget deficit, and the taxes, and within taxes, because we're in a farming community, with the estate tax.
The CEO of Keokuk Area Hospital talked about the predicament that they're in. Are there certain specific things that you can do to try to help them?
Well, there's one, as far as legislation is concerned, the help that I got them in 2009 for what we call the tweener hospitals, and that applies to Keokuk Hospital. That's going to sunset December 31st, so that has to be renewed. Beyond that, I think they still need additional help, and they're asking for a waiver to become a critical access hospital, and I'll have to support that effort with the Secretary of HHS.
Do you reach out to CMS when it comes to that? Have you reached out to CMS, especially when it talks about other hospitals that have had that 35-mile waiver dropped?
Yeah. We have reached out to them in letters and in phone calls.
I'm going to switch gears real quick. We've had two mass shootings now within the last 30 days, one in Colorado, one up in Milwaukee over the weekend. I mean, where do you come down on this stuff? Gun control is not the answer, though.
People kill people. Guns don't kill people. And so consequently, you've got to look at each individual situation. And, you know, I'm a supporter of the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. And that's a stronger fundamental right now as a result of two recent Supreme Court decisions. There's no doubt it applies to the individual and not just to the National Guard. So ideas come up. I'm going to have to measure them. Are they constitutional? We can consider things that are constitutional, but we can't consider anything that violates the Second Amendment to the Constitution.
A lot of things came up today about the EPA. What's your take on the EPA, the operation of the EPA?
The EPA is going to take every law Congress passes and stretch it just as far as they can get away with. And Congress has not been vigilant enough in our oversight to make sure that they haven't gone too far. And in too many instances, they've gone too far. They've even gone so far as to say that the County Board of Supervisors and the farmers, the dust that comes from the road or from the field, has to be kept within your property lines. I tell EPA director that do you know that only God determines when the wind blows? Only God determines when beans are 13% moisture and you got a combine? And when you combine, dust happens. You got to do it. Do you want to eat or don't you want to eat? See? So they lack a lot of common sense approach. There's two things that we generally try to do to keep all agencies under control, but in the case of EPA, we haven't been very successful. One is a congressional veto where we can get 51 votes for a resolution of disapproval, disapprove the regulation. The other one is to put a rider on an appropriation bill that says something like the money that's going to EPA can't be used to carry out the dust rule, as an example.
Can any of these come up, you think, in September, or are these types of things that are going to come up after the election?
I imagine there's probably only about 15 days between Labor Day and October when we adjourn for the election, and I think the appropriation bills and the Armed Services Defense Authorization Bill is going to come up, and nothing much else is going to come up, so I don't expect those things to come up until in November or December.
Why isn't the wind energy tax credit moved through yet? What do you think is holding that up?
It isn't just the wind energy tax credit that's being held up. It sunsets at the end of this year. There's several things that have sunset last year, and then more things that are going to sunset this year. About 50 or 60 items need to come up at the same time, and the reason that they're being held up, I believe, is that Reed has made a determination that he doesn't want to have any tough votes for the members of his caucus, because there's 23 of those up for election and only 10 Republicans up, and he doesn't want to do anything that's going to harm the chances of his maintaining a majority and being majority leader and running the Senate.
Do too many bills get hooked on to something like that tax credit? Is there too much grouping of legislation right now?
Well, in the particular case of of the tax issues you're talking about. Generally, putting all tax legislation into one bill is a pretty smart thing to do, because every time you had an individual bill out in the United States Senate floor, it would be amended with any other tax provision that could come up. So it's a pretty wise thing for that. But I think you're right otherwise, that too many things are grouped together that are not of like nature. Like I said, taxes are of like nature.
What is the end game for Fast and Furious? Where are we at, and where do you want to see that go?
I'll tell you what my end game is, but when we get there, I can't tell you. And right now we're stalled because the president intervened and by executive privilege kept us from getting documents that's going to answer these questions. But I have three goals in mind. Number one, who is the person at the highest level of the government that approved Fast and Furious, and get them fired? Number two, the murdered patrol agent, Brian Terry, his family has no information about the murder of his by these guns, and we need to get that information to the Terry family. And third, we need to make sure that a stupid program like this is never instituted again.
Can those answers come before the election?
No. In fact, I think the White House and the Justice Department and Attorney General Holder is doing everything he can to keep those issues coming up. And I assume because they have political implications. That's why I said tongue-in-cheek, but it may be real life. We may get these documents the day after the election.